This might be a bit hard to follow, but the simplification involved here is the fact that the vector t cross n is a unit vector orthogonal to the plane spanned by t and n. But since it's a unit vector, then its length is 1. So the length of this awful mess just turns out to be 1 times that length of v times the tangential component in the normal direction of the acceleration vector.